This is the March 4th meeting of the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee. I'm the chair, George Ryder. I'm going to call the roll. Lydia Brazan?
Here.
Mal Bernstein?
Here.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Here.
Bob Lederer?
Here.
Pat Logan? Tony Norman? Nancy Henschel? George Ryder, that's me. Lawrence Reyes? Manijay Saba?
Present.
John Wenger?
Here.
Jane Zara?
Here.
Okay, we have eight, quorum is seven. Glad you're all here and all on time. Now, everyone by now should have received the agenda, which I sent out about a half hour ago, and then to Lydia just a moment ago. Has anyone not got that?
I got it, but I didn't get the attachments.
Oh, garbage. Okay.
But that's, I think you put everything in the body, so I don't think we
Well, I didn't.
Okay.
George, I don't see it either. This is Vanessa. I don't see it either.
Okay, I'm going to send it to you all direct. I'm going to just send you, again, the attachments. The attachments consist of Article 17, which is the bylaws relating to how do you amend the bylaws. And there are two sets of minutes that I did want to get approved tonight.
Okay.
And I will just do that in a moment.
Okay.
Okay, they're sent.
I got it.
Great. Okay, so you all have the agenda in front of you. The first item is the approval of minutes.
George, you know what I'd like to add is, because I'm on other committees, like the Elections Committee, there was confusion about how to hold meetings when the membership is in flux. I mean, I think what we've always done is that you keep the previous members until they're replaced, both
right.
LSB and PMB, but there was some confusion, so maybe we have to craft a process because...
Yeah, and you're quite right. We should get the agenda set. One of that would be approval of minutes, but we should approve the whole agenda before we get to that. So you want to add... Where do you want to add it, Lydia?
A process for... transitional membership on committees, on PMB committees. Or however you want to.
How about we put that right after the first item, which, if I remember correctly, since I...
Okay, you have discussion and procedure in motion to amend representation of PMB. Oh, you already have it. Is that what that is?
No. I just wanted to just say one time, for the last time, what the procedure was for that and why I think it was perfectly legitimate.
Okay. But okay, so after that you'll do for
talking
the current,
about the committees
yeah.
to put,
yeah.
put that right after that, I would think.
Okay, sounds good.
George, I'm sorry, this is Vanessa. I thought I had it. I see two emails from you, but I don't see an agenda on either one.
George, this is Manisha. Your email either.
Okay, I've got, I see an attachment finally, so... We're getting different things from you, George. I think I finally have your attachment.
I'm going to send this one again to everybody that said anything.
I have, George?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have your December 5th minutes February 24th and November 5th minutes.
Exactly.
But I don't have, like, the bylaws amendment that I sent you yesterday or any of that bylaws.
Yeah, that's okay. Right. I thought I'd sent that earlier, but here it comes again. Vanessa, Lydia, Manage. Okay, it just went out.
Okay.
So let me in any case read it for the stream, what's on there. So the first was a discussion of procedures in the motion to amend the representation of PMB members on the committee, and that's put there by me. We already have an addition, which is the process for transitional boards, which was put there by Lydia. Following that is a proposed timeline for this year's bylaws amendments process, also by Lydia. And after that are two proposed bylaws amendments, one having to do with having more than one bylaws amendment process per year, and another having to do with allowing people who are only candidates for governmental office but that don't get elected to serve on the PMB and the LSB, and both of those are by me. Now, does anybody not have the agenda yet?
Let me see.
Okay. I have the agenda. I still don't have the PMB, the bylaws motion.
George, is the agenda attached? It says attached agenda, but I don't see an attachment.
No, the attachment was actually the bylaws, Article 17. I think I didn't send that along with the rest.
Oh, okay. But how about the – you said you redid the draft, though, that I sent you.
Oh,
yeah.
The law was initial agenda.
Yes.
I see.
Okay. Yeah, it's a proposed timeline for this year's bylaws.
Oh, okay. That's embedded. Red. Okay, that's not an attachment.
Right.
Okay, great.
That's right. Okay, so are we on the same page now? Does anybody not have what they need?
Well, I don't have the agenda, but –
you should have been on GovList.
Well,
I'll send it to you. Just a minute.
I have your email with four attachments, but none of them is the agenda.
Well, the agenda is in the substance. It's in the text.
No, it's not in that one. The one with the 4 minutes doesn't have a body to it. It's a headless.
Right. The one that came from at 8:52, that has the agenda in the body.
Yeah,
well,
okay.
I don't have that.
Okay, do I have Mel's address? Let me see.
It's mb@bt-law.net.
Okay, Mel, I just sent it to you an instant ago.
Okay, great.
So let me get started then.
I've got it.
Great. Anybody else? All right. And for the record, okay.
So what I got was the same 4 attachments that I've had, and no agenda.
That's how could that be? I'm looking right at the thing I'm sending you, and the agenda, not an attachment, but it's in the body.
The body is only one line. Begin forwarded message. That's it.
Mel, did you get mine? I sent you one, too.
No, I didn't.
There's nothing under begin forwarded message, the forwarded message?
No, but I got it from Lydia.
Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah, I have it.
Okay, good.
Sorry.
Okay, so... are there any other additions to the agenda? Okay, hearing none then, you should have two sets of minutes. One is from November 5th, and we had some discussion. Nothing really happened. We didn't vote on anything, and that's what the minutes say. The other is from December 5th, actually have 3 sets. There's also from February 24th. But I'd like to approve the November 5th minutes. They at least contain the the information on who was there. Is there any objection to approving the November 5th minutes? Okay, hearing none, then those minutes are approved. The December 5th minutes, you also have in front of you, I've sort of forgotten what was on them, but I sent them out a long time ago, and then I just resent them just now. Is there any objection to the December 5th minutes?
George, before you go there, I was muted. I abstained because I was not in November, so I'm not voting on this.
Okay, that's fine.
I need to be on the record.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hearing only one abstention, then the December 5th minutes are approved. The February 24th minutes, I just put them together, actually, this afternoon. So we have a rule that we won't vote on them before without 7 days advance notice. So I'll have them – they'll come up at the next meeting. They do, however – relate to what we're about to talk about, in that much of what we're going to talk about tonight was really forwarding from that meeting. So the first is just something I want to just clean up, which is in 2012, we made a motion, which I actually moved on the PNB, to put at most two members, PNB members, on LSD committees. Then in 2013, that was changed. It was rescinded and changed to be at most one member. And then in this very last PNB meeting in 2014, it was amended again to be back to two members. There was some question about whether we had to rescind that. The answer is these are our policies, our standing rules for how we operate. We can change them at any time, and you can call it an amendment if you wish, or you can say I'm rescinding it if you wish. However, in either case, what's required is simply two-thirds vote if there's no immediate notice, or a majority vote if there is notice. There was notice in this case. It was passed by this committee. It was part of the board book that the board had. It was not a surprise. There was no need for two-thirds vote. And the board is entitled to change its standing rules whenever it wants by that procedure. So as far as I'm concerned, it's a dead issue. And in the future, whenever the board wishes to change it back or change it to whatever else, three sets, let's say, I can't imagine ever doing that, it's entitled to do that with notice by majority and without notice by two-thirds. So I just wanted to say that. That's where I came down on that whole subject. Is that's I believe Lydia and I asked, and Lydia mentioned that the previous motion in 2013, which brought it back to one, actually had, and it did actually have as part of the wording that it rescinded the earlier motion, but it isn't necessary to say that. By making the motion, you're amending the previous motion, and you can do that. Again, by two-thirds if you don't give notice, by a majority if you do. Is there any question about that? Can we leave that behind now and go on?
Question.
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
The question, I'm presuming this is in Robert somewhere.
Yeah, it is.
And,
yeah.
And given
that... It's page 257 of my book.
Okay. Well, I think a citation might be useful for the people who come after us. So, for example, you know, for an explanation, see
okay,
Robert.
Okay, so it is
57 or something.
Yeah.
I'm in the
It book. Is section 25, or I guess it's paragraph 25 of Roberts, and it's rules that can be suspended by majority vote.
Okay. George, my suggestion is that we put this into the minutes of our meeting tonight so that it can be findable in the future by people who come after us and they can...
Yes, excellent. And, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that because this is really off the agenda, but because I didn't think about it when I wrote it. But we really need to have an archive where all the motions, certainly of all the PNB... all the PNB motions are accessible and you know, index somehow.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, go ahead, Lydia.
So, as you'll recall, last year, I think it was, or the year before, I had proposed a task force to do this. And I had recommended that since the Executive Director Guma had put together the motions up until that point, and he had them delineated by finance and communications and whatever, that really all we have to do is plug that in. And we had gotten as far on this committee to say it would not include, like, procedural motions that are temporary and whatever.
Yeah.
And I think that that's all we have to do. As we find, like, I have been having to dig out old motions, right? So as we find those, we plug them in. If later we find that has been amended, we plug that in. It should be not that difficult to do. I would be willing to work on it if somebody else would like to join me. And it would all be referenced. Like, if we have the minutes to it, right, that have been approved, that should be on there. Ultimately, this should all be posted somewhere on the website. And and if we don't have the minutes but we have the audio, then that can be noted. And I don't think we should go with anything that can't be substantiated one way or the other or bring it back to committee. But anyway, there you go.
Is there anyone else who would like to work with Lydia on that?
Maybe when we form the new committees. I'm just saying that once this the new membership for this committee is formed, maybe we can reconsider
it. Okay, I'll be sure to put it on the agenda, hopefully for next month, when hopefully we'll have committees by then.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so the next item was yours, Lydia, about the process for transition on the committees.
Right, and what came up, and I think, did I hear Bob on this call?
Yes.
Okay, so maybe Bob can describe what came up on the elections committee, because it was, you know, someone who... on the PMB who's going to be on the committee but wasn't last time, and some, you know, anyway, there was a conflicting assessment of whether, now it became moot because we didn't make quorum, but as to whether we can proceed with a meeting even though the full membership hasn't been decided, whether it be PMB or LSB. But it was my thinking that as new people are, once they're elected, they can sit on the committee and the previous members would leave at that juncture. But meanwhile, the committee keeps meeting and doing its work. But, Bob, maybe I misunderstood.
This is Bob Lederer. I've been on PNB committees for almost 10 years now, and consistently the practice has been the same. I can't remember a single year where this wasn't followed, which is that LSBs always vary in when they elect their new people to a committee. Regardless of when the election occurs, the committee continues functioning with the people who were serving last year, with the exception of those who are either term limited or for some other reason are no longer on the LSB, or if they were on the PNB because of or they were on the committee because they were a PNB member and they're no longer on the PNB, then those people wouldn't continue. But with those exceptions, everyone else continues until their replacement is seated. So there's no break. There's no interruption of work. It's just, sort of a gradual, incremental change in personnel until you're up to speed with the new members. And then at that point, you schedule officer elections.
That's precisely my understanding also.
Can we put that into a motion, please, so that the committees are privy to it?
Well, would you be willing to write that up, and we'll send it to the LSB?
I'm looking up bylaws amendment process right now.
Well, I could write something up, but knowing how the PNB tends to function, to me, this is not a motion. This is a practice of longstanding. So we could write a memo saying this is our firm belief that this has always been followed. But if you put it in a motion, it becomes contentious. I don't think that any of that is necessary. It's just continuing.
I agree with you, Bob, and I propose that I simply put that in a memo and send it to the LSB chairs.
Great, thank you.
That sounds good.
Okay. Okay. Is there any other commentary about that? Good. Okay, let's go on to the timeline for this coming year's bylaws amendment process. Lydia has proposed one. Lydia, would you like to, I don't know, I guess read it and motivate it?
Yes, okay. So, well, I had one, and then you changed the notice date, so I'll make a note of that one. Okay, so the one I sent, and it gave me a headache, by the way. We need to revise this language yet again. Okay, so what I tried to do was just insert the dates into the actual wording of that bylaws amendment section. So it reads, all properly proposed bylaws amendments shall be held until April 17th, 2014, which is 45 days before the earliest of the voting dates, June 3rd of the board and of the delegates. On the notice date, June 3rd, 2013.
That's the part that I changed.
Yeah, he made it April 17th. We can discuss that. Okay, on the notice date, June 3rd or April 17th, which is the difference. The proposed amendments to the bylaws shall be posted on the Foundation's website, and the Foundation's radio stations shall broadcast an announcement 3 times a day, twice between 6 a.m. and 11 p.m., and once between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. for a period of 45 days to July 17, 2014, the notice period. Regarding the existence of the proposed amendments on the Foundation's website for review and upcoming vote by the Board and delegates regarding said amendments, the results of said voting by the Board and the delegates on the proposed amendments shall be reported within 15 days of the Board delegate meetings to vote on these amendments. Okay. So.
Okay, so I think the first thing to discuss is what is meant by the notice date in the bylaws. And I read the notice date as the date that you post the bylaws, and 45 days after that you begin voting. It isn't entirely clear in the bylaws, but I think it doesn't make sense to hold the bylaws for 45 days and do nothing with them until the board starts voting. So I think it should read April 17th.
Okay, this is Lydia.
Yeah.
So, and I think it's because we played with this language before that we lost something. Because I think there used to be a period where, because the bylaws allow for the LSBs to also, and the membership, to propose bylaws, they can't do that unless they know the timeline. So I think that odd language about shall be held, between when, until the 17th or whatever, was a leftover incomplete thought. So because I think there has to be a period by which the membership knows that, oh, the board picked a timeline this year for the bylaws, and I have until such and such a date to come up with bylaws. It's not in this, by the way. And so, separate from what I'm reading right now, I would like to make now, having gone through this again, a bylaws amendment that will say 7 days after the PMB votes on the timeline, that the timeline was posted for, let's say, 30 days, and that at the end of the 30 days, the proposed bylaws will be posted and you proceed. But nevertheless, I'm confusing. Let's go back to why you changed.
Yeah. What the bylaws says is, all properly proposed bylaws amendments shall be held until that date, which is 45 days before the earliest of the voting dates of the board and of the delegates as determined by the board, and then in parentheses, the notice date. So I take the notice date to mean that date, which is 45 days before the earliest of the voting dates. So the notice date is the date when everything goes up on the board. 45 days after that, the PMB can begin voting. But I think you're right that it should be some warning to the general, you know, to the LSB certainly, and the general population, that we're planning on having a bylaws amendment process. And so I think your amendment to what you're suggesting, which is essentially that the governance committee forward this to the PNB with the recommendation that they act on it, I think you should amend it to say, and I don't know, 30 days before April 17th would be March 17th. On March 17th, we put a notice up on the Pacifica website saying we're about to have a bylaws amendment process, and April 17th is the date you've got to get them in by.
Okay, so my problem with my own suggestion is that it's not on the agenda for the PNB meeting to vote on the 6th. Assuming we meet 2 weeks later, that would be the 20th.
Okay, so you don't have 30 days, but you got 27 days, so, you know.
Okay.
Can I be heard?
Yeah.
Another
opinion on this notice date thing.
Yes, please, go ahead. Who spoke?
Matt. My issue is why do we have this complicated process anyway? Maybe it's because of the history of the PNB. I don't know that. I was on the PNB in 1970 and 71, but I haven't been on till four years ago then. I'm wondering why we can't just have committees pass motions, refer them to the PNB whenever, notice it, and have the PNB start voting 30 days after that, or 45 days or something. But why do we have to have these artificial dates for motions to arrive at the PNB? I mean, I don't see that.
Motions can arrive for the PNB at any time. And in fact, the Governance Committee really doesn't have the authority to propose a bylaws amendment. It requires 6 directors. Now, the reason we're discussing it is that it's been useful for the Governance Committee to discuss it and get a consensus on what might possibly pass. And there's more than 6 of us. Well, there aren't more than 6 directors, but it's been useful to do that. But the actual process for bylaws is that 6 directors have to send something in. And the 45 days was intended to give people a chance to see what was going on, to see and begin to discuss what the bylaws amendments were, to allow the local governance committee, for instance, to meet and go through them and to see what they thought about them. So we pretty much need that. We pretty much, for bylaws amendments, we pretty much need 45 days or some period of time. I would say 30 is enough. But in any case, the bylaws as they exist now require that we post the bylaws and then we wait 45 days before we vote on them to give people on the LSBs a chance to sort of process what's happening.
Well, that part is fine, but it's the artificial dates where the PNB gets to vote that should in my humble opinion be floating. And so whenever they get a motion to amend the bylaws, the time should start running from then. But that's only my opinion, and I'm going to be governed by what we vote on.
Well, what the bylaws says is that you can only have one bylaws amendment process per year. And I would like to
get rid of
it. I agree with you. Okay.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, so, and I agree, we can have two, but they were trying to make it, having been one of the people on the lawsuits that brought all this about, but although I voted no on the bylaws, but anyway, is that trying to make it not as easy, in other words, not to change bylaws as easily as you can just pass a motion. You have to send these to the Attorney General, et cetera. California Corporations Code frowns upon willy-nilly changing of the bylaws. Our suit was based on the fact that the PNB at that time, in 1999, wanted to change the bylaws themselves to keep themselves self-electing as opposed to the LSBs or the labs, the local advisory boards at that time, electing the membership that goes to the PNB. That's how all this came about. But they made it still too complicated. And
yeah.
So I think one of the amendments will be going back to the drawing board so as to incorporate that initial notice period to the LSBs
yeah,
and the
right.
membership to propose the bylaws. And then you have the proposed amendment, and then you can go from there, and then you kind of have to have an end date, otherwise they won't do it. That's what we got into this last period. And it is, you know, annual, but I think we can facilitate too. But I'd like to hear from Bob. Do you interpret notice date to be that?
Well, Lydia, let me run the committee. Would anyone like to speak to this motion? And certainly Bob's entitled.
Yes.
Who is that spoke? John?
This is John Wenger, yeah.
Okay, John, go ahead.
Yeah, you made the comment about the, you know, the purview of the governance committee, and you said that even though it's not an official role of governance to submit bylaws to the PNB, it turns out that it's useful. And I completely agree. That's the whole point of one of the major points of the bylaws of the governance committee is to discuss bylaws. And so really this is one of the, we'll call it preferred, starting points or recommended starting points for a bylaws change. I mean, it could come from anywhere. It could come from a person making a comment at an LSB, and you know, it could come out of an LSB as well. But certainly, with regard to the PNB committees, it's natural that the governance committee would propose new bylaws and then give them to the PNB or to our PNB members to take them forward and offer them as per the current bylaws. Bylaws are proposed by at least six PNB members. So I think we just need to just take note of that that utility, that this is the special province of this committee. This is its specialty.
Anyone else want to speak to the proposed timeline that Lydia is suggesting?
Yeah. And a second point.
Oh, sorry, go ahead, John.
I think the starting point should be any time, and then we just, so for example, as soon as
this is Lawrence.
Hi, Lawrence.
Lawrence, welcome. I'll put you down as here.
Okay. Somebody's got an awful, Lawrence has an awful lot of static on his line because he's the new change.
Let me mute myself there. I want to get on the stack.
Yeah.
Okay.
It seems to me that bylaws logically could come from anywhere. They could come from the PNB Governance Committee, and probably most of them will come from there. But they should also be able to come from LSBs, and they should also be able to come even from a listener who makes a comment at an LSB meeting, or even a listener who mails in a suggestion, a good idea to the PNB. And so ultimately, we should accommodate all four of these starting points. But I think for tonight, we ought to focus on our own committee as the starting point because we're aware of a bunch of needs of bylaw changes that need to be made. I'm done now.
Okay. Anyone else wants to speak to this?
Yeah, I have another
problem.
That was Mal. Who else? Lawrence, I thought you said you wanted to. Was that you also?
Yes, sir.
Is anybody else? Okay, go ahead, Mal.
All right,
I've been in tune listening
okay.
to the discussion. I was on mute.
Lawrence, he actually did ask first. Is it okay if he goes first?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I like, you know, Lydia's dilemma in regards to the bylaws timeline. But I also was listening to the gentleman before John. I forgot his name. But he was talking about something that I'm in favor in is noticing 2 dates a year for bylaws changes as well. So at some point, I think that should be kept on the table and, you know, to be discussed and further explored down the line.
I have it on the agenda, Lawrence. You should have gotten a copy of the agenda.
I did, but okay. I got it late because I didn't get a
okay.
It's
the last item on the agenda tonight.
Okay,
just do exactly that.
Thank you.
Al, you're on.
Well, I was only going to say that I'm still puzzled by this link to specific date that the PNB can't consider bylaw changes until. I just think that's nonsense. I mean, the PNB is responsible for the bylaws, and it should vote on them whenever they get them, and there's enough time for public comment. I mean, to have it only in December or only this or only that is not good governance and doesn't make a lot of sense to me. That's it.
Okay. Anyone else want to speak to this?
Yes. Mal, I think the issue is the idea of a runaway PNB. The idea is that if I don't know, a hypnotist hits the PNB one day and gives them an idea for a bylaws thing, walks in and does mass hypnotism, and so they vote and they change the bylaws without any consultation with the LSB and their listeners, this would be a bad thing. So I think that the thing as you stated, I don't really believe you really meant it the way you stated it, but as you stated it, it's vulnerable to a mass hypnotist. You know, they come in, they just... without what they say, okay, let's change the bylaws right now, today, et cetera, et cetera. That's a bad thing. We need to have time to have a reasoned discussion, and I think that the consultation with the governance committees of both the PNB and the LSB, which then informs the LSBs, and that is to say, the LSB governance committees inform their LSBs, and because they tend to have the bylaws wonks there. And similarly, the PNB governance committee informs the discussion of the PNB. And then, after it's been properly vetted by discussion, then and only then do you do it. Now, I personally agree that this process should be startable at any time. So, you know, the PNB could say, okay, here's the bylaws to list to X. And so now we start the time from right now, and now some number of days goes on for that process, which starts at any arbitrary time. So I support that. I hope that helps.
Manager,
go ahead.
Yeah. Also, I think amendments are, you know, bylaws are serious. Basically, the constitution of the organization has to be changed and amended very carefully with input from many people and reflection, you know, within certain times. And I agree that we can have the time to be flexible as when an amendment becomes necessary. Of course, although this Pacifico bylaws is so confusing and so much problem that so many bylaws are coming, amendments are coming up. But it doesn't need to be have a time certain that it starts one time a year or something. But it has to maybe go to a process of about, you know, a couple of months for people to process, the listeners to respond. And I agree that everybody should wait on this, and people have to should be encouraged to wait on any amendment to the bylaws. Of course, it would come to the PMB at the committee of the PMB.
Anyone else want to speak to this? Anyone else who hasn't spoken want to speak to this?
But we need to...
Sorry, manager, you can continue. Manager?
Yes, I'm done.
Okay. Anyone who hasn't spoken want to speak to this? Okay, Lawrence, go ahead.
So I think part of the pickle and the issue is is that I've always thought that there's never been an input, there's been an input period that hasn't been too much of an input period, and there's never been a review period after the input period. So I think that that's what shows a lack of interest in a lot of these bylaw changes on the local level and even on the level of the membership. So I'm not going to hear for a bylaws amendment or anything like that, but I think, you know, these bylaws could use some amending, and in particular in that area, I think people will feel more comfortable if there was a genuine 45-day review period or input period, and then another additional 45-day review period before the vote. In other words, 14 days after that, after those two periods, then the LSPs and the membership, if it's a membership vote, should be able to make an informed decision, especially if the local governance committees are informing the LSPs and informing the public that do attend the meeting.
This is George. I want to say something about this. The motion as it's been revised is consistent, and it has to have the 45 days after the notice date. If we don't set a notice, we have to set a notice date, first of all, because the bylaws require it be some date, but also, and I think it should be set fairly soon, this is more than a month, April 17th is almost a month from the time that the PMD could approve it, because people put it off. They put off suggesting bylaws changes. It's a sort of a good idea that exists in the background. When you set a notice date, it means that people who care about it have got to get their act together and actually produce a written change in the bylaws, whether it goes through the governance committee or not. So I'm in favor of Lydia's motion. I think the date is reasonable. It gives people who want to propose one, it gives them more than a month starting from now. And the fact is, of course, we can, you know, it isn't guaranteed it's going to be April 17th. It might be later. People can be, you know, the fact that the governance committee is doing this, and in the notes that I'm going to send to the LSB chairs, I'll mention that the governance committee is doing that. And if they have any bylaws changes they want to get in, please get them in soon, because we're suggesting April 17th. It will be it's a way of making it happen, and I think it needs to happen. So I'm in favor of us passing Lydia's suggestion, really with or without an amendment about the PMB letting people know that the process is happening.
This is Bob.
Yeah, good, Bob.
Yeah. After having some time to think about this, I'm a little concerned by the date being just barely a month from now. Because if I'm understanding this correctly, on that date, if the PNB adopts this draft, on that date, the final text of an amendment must be posted, and then that whole 45-day process gets kicked in, and it's going forward from there, in a way that makes it difficult to change it. I know that the PNB could amend it before. They vote on it and before it gets sent to the delegates, but it still has certain momentum because it's been debated, theoretically debated, or at least it's been, you know, brought to the awareness of members for 45 days. And it just seems like a very, very short window to go out and get input collectively. I certainly hear what you're saying, George, about lethargy and just, well, yeah, it's a nice idea, but I'm busy now. Sure. So I'm not saying put it off indefinitely, but I'm thinking maybe it needs another month just to really get a chance to circulate it. Maybe perhaps some LSBs may want to put it on their agendas for debate before it's set in stone by being on the official Pacifica website. You know, because I'm not just talking about for minor amendments, although that may come out of it, which would be productive, but also there may be some fundamental argument that the authors of it had never thought about. Fundamental flaw in it. Maybe it has to be totally reworked. So I just think a little more than a month would be, and it's not even going to be a month by the time the PNB votes. So that would be my suggestion, is make it, you know, maybe.
Do you want to make that an amendment to Lydia's motion?
Well, let's hear more discussion, but that's where I'm leaning.
Well, this is Lydia.
Anyone else who hasn't spoken yet? Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay. It's not Lydia's motion until Lydia agrees that the notice date is April 17th, which is still my question. Because if it's April 17th, then my second date, which is July 17th, would have to be moved up. Because my July 17th date in this motion is predicated on June 3rd as being the notice date. So Bob still didn't address whether he thought the notice date would, in this case, is April 17th or June 3rd, in which case I can adjust it either way.
I don't understand the question.
Okay. What do you think is the notice date, April 17th or June 3rd?
Maybe I'm missing something. Why is that in dispute? I mean, isn't
because,
it a question of what we want, not what it should be?
Well, both. So my original bylaws amendment said the proposed bylaws amendment shall be held until April 17th, 2014, which is 45 days before the earliest day of the voting date, June 3rd. On the notice date, June 3rd, the proposed amendments shall be posted, blah, blah, for a period of 45 days to July 17th, which is the end of the notice period. See, so, but George is saying April 17th is the notice date, which then would end 45 days earlier than the July 17th.
Well, you can't.
You're just asking about terminology.
Let me speak to this, because this is really just a semantic confusion.
Yeah.
Okay? You can't call the voting date June 3rd and have, if you're going to have 45 days of public notice.
No, it's not the voting date. It says the notice date.
Yeah,
so
what
is the notice period if it isn't June 3rd to July 17th? You have to have a period.
Let me bring back up again the motion as it was and as you just read it.
Mm-hmm.
You called June 3rd the voting date. Maybe it wasn't in the original thing, but let me just bring it back up.
No, I'm looking at what I sent to you.
On the notice date,
June 3rd.
Point of order.
Yes.
Or maybe it's even a point of disorder. It seems to me that Bob was discussing a philosophical thing, which basically, Bob, I think I agree with. And then Lydia brought back and says, well, what about the details of our current motion here? I think we can spend the time sorting out the details of the motion, but I think that we should probably work out the philosophy of what we're doing first and work top down from principles rather than bottom up.
Well, I there's going to be ultimate confusion. There already is if we don't get exactly what the motion says clear. So, John, I want to overrule you on that and try to get it clear now. And then we can shift the notice date around any way we like. The whole process is set up by you set a notice date, and then everything else follows. There are times for everything else to happen, including the board voting 45 days after the notice date. So if you call the notice date June 3rd, then you have to vote in July 17th. But if you call the notice date, which is what the first part, the first paragraph of Lydia's bylaws amendment process says, if you call it April 17th, then the board starts voting on June 3rd, not July 17th.
George, okay, there has to be a notice period of 45 days, right? So So the notice date is the beginning of that notice period.
That's right. If you read the bylaws, it's a little unclear because of the way it's written. It sounds as though the notice date is – I completely understand it's a mistake. But yes, you have to have 45 days before the board votes. That's very clear.
Okay. So, okay. That's because of the wording in the actual bylaw section, which reads...
That's right.
All properly proposed bylaws amendments shall be held until that date, which is 45 days before the earliest of the voting dates.
Right.
But the earliest of the voting dates in this case should be July 17th.
Well, that's fine if that's where you want to put it. That's fine. If you want the voting to be July 17th, we'll backtrack 45 days from that.
Which is June 3rd.
To June 3rd, and then that's the notice date.
Mm-hmm.
And we have plenty of time between now and then for people to get motions in, if that's what you intend.
That's right. So then I guess the language should be what then for that 45, that April 17th?
We just change April 17th to June 3rd everywhere it shows up.
This is Lawrence to the stack.
Hey, just a minute, Lawrence. I want to get this just straightened out before we go further.
Okay. I've got a point of information at some point.
Okay. So is that acceptable, Lydia, that we change April 17th is taken out, June 3rd becomes the notice date, July 17th?
Yeah, okay.
5 days after that when they begin voting.
Okay, and what do we do for that language where it says the bylaws must be held for 45 days before that June 3rd, which brings us back to April 17th? What do we call April
17th? No, it doesn't say that. It really doesn't say that. The notice date is not the voting date. It's a little...
Okay.
I'll read what the bylaw says, but it doesn't say that. We just set the notice date, and 45 days later they can vote. It's that simple.
Okay. So we can just post our... how about... Okay. Okay. So you want to include a date of when we post our timeline so that people know that they have to have their amendments?
Well, we could. Let's Lawrence had a point of information. Let me get.
And this is just
Good, Lawrence.
Yeah, this is just because the KPFK LSV voted already on these bylaws amendments?
No, this is a different timeline. This is 2014.
Oh, this is
this year.
Okay, all right, 2014. All right, got it. Okay.
Point of personal privilege.
Okay, now.
I'm going to have to leave now to go to my other meeting, but I want to vote yes on Lydia's motion.
I don't know if you can do that, but we'll take it under advisement when the time comes.
Well, whatever the motion turns out to be, I'm voting for it.
Okay, got it. Good night, Mel. All right.
Point of information?
Sorry,
yes.
I have to leave.
Since Lawrence mentioned last year's amendments, I just wanted to find out exactly what happened. So, in other words, when was the final deadline for them to be voted up or down by the delegates?
Okay, can I put? Yeah, I do. For the LSBs, it's March 21st.
And I differ with that.
We can talk about that if we get through the rest of the agenda, but I want to talk about it now.
Okay. All right. Okay. Fine.
So where we were at was, we've agreed that the notice date will be June 3rd, the voting date will be July 17th, and otherwise Lydia's motion stands as it is. And Lydia, you were suggesting amending it to include something about notifying the LSBs when the PNB actually sets a notice date. Is that correct?
Yeah. Maybe we can have that everything... Go back to by April 17th, everything needs to be posted on all the timeline needs to be posted on all the websites. That gives them plenty of time.
Yes.
Then if anybody questions the 45 days, it's a done deal. They can't question it because then it's exactly 45 days. So by April 17th, the timeline is posted on all the websites.
Okay, but we're talking about a different... The OSBs don't have any right to say, well, you didn't give me 45 days notice, because the 45 days is from June 3rd to July 17th. And there's nothing in the bylaws about sort of warning people that we're going to have a bylaws amendment process.
No, I know. It's not in the bylaws. I'm just saying we can propose it that on
right.
by April 17th the timeline be posted, because that was the problem with this last phase of bylaws, is that the bylaws were out there, but there was no timeline posted on the website. Except
so we could take the first part of your timeline and just say what you just said, really.
Yeah,
that,
exactly.
The timeline is to be posted by April 17th.
Yes, the 2014 PMB approved timeline.
Yes.
Okay,
so you're making that as an amendment, is that right?
Yes.
Is there any objection to that amendment? Okay, hearing none. Is there any objection to the amended motion to put the timeline as we've been discussing before the PNB? Okay, hearing none.
Can you just restate it, please?
Yeah.
Yes, the 2014 PNB approved timeline for bylaws amendments shall be posted by April 17th on all of the Pacifica websites.
Right, but what about the rest of the change?
Yeah, that's, we've already approved.
All properly proposed bylaws amendments shall be held until June 3rd, which is 45 days before the earliest of the voting dates, July 17th. July 17th, of the board and the delegates. On the notice date, June 3rd, the proposed amendments to the bylaws shall be posted on the Foundation's website, and the Foundation radio stations shall broadcast an announcement 3 times a day, twice between 6 a.m. and 11 p.m., once between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. for a period of 45 days to July 17th, the notice period. Maybe I should put the end of the notice period, so it's clearer.
Yeah,
okay.
That's good.
Yeah, regarding the existence of the proposed bylaws on the Foundation's website for review and the upcoming vote of the board and delegates regarding said amendments, the results of said voting by the board and delegates on the proposed amendments shall be reported within 15 days of the board and delegates meeting to vote on these amendments.
I'm sorry, did I miss it? Did you make mention of what's in the bylaws about the 60 days for the delegates to vote?
No, it's not in there, but it is in the bylaws.
I know, but since people...
You want to put it in?
Yeah, just so everyone is clear and there's no confusion.
Well, there is confusion, and actually it gets back to the question you were raising earlier.
Right, but all I'm saying is, why not put in the bylaws language to remind everyone? You know, the delegates shall vote on the proposed amendments within the 60-day period beginning with the voting date of the PNB. Just
yes,
so
that's fine. That's what it says.
Giving them the whole timeline, let's give them the whole timeline.
Okay.
I have the whole timeline here. I'm looking for the 60 days. We've amended these a couple of times.
Let me say that the problem this year, since we're right there, let me just say it. The problem this year was that the PNB didn't vote on the first day when they could have. They didn't vote for, I don't know, about a month and a half after that. So that if one expected the 60 days to begin from the end of the notice period, which is not what the bylaw says, and Lydia may want to argue with that, but I don't think it's what the bylaw says. The bylaw says 60 days after the PMB votes. The PMB has there's nothing in the bylaws that say they have to vote within some reasonable amount of time. And as I said, the tendency of the PMBs has been to put off voting on the bylaws. It's always something we could do next month. I will at some point, I think, probably propose, as we're modifying the plans for how you would modify the bylaws, something about the PNB has to vote in some sort of timely manner. But in any case, Bob, you want to make an amendment to add the 60 days from the time the PNB votes into it?
Yeah.
Do you have the bylaws in front of you, Bob?
Yes, that's what I just read.
Okay, and where did you find it? 'Cause